2013. This is Spingola Speaks, and this is Deanna Spingola. I'm coming to you from the sunny suburbs of Chicago. I really appreciate you joining me today on RBN. For people who can handle the truth, their website is republicbroadcasting.org. To see the guest lineup and relevant links for this program, please visit spingola.com. Click on the radio schedule button, then the appropriate month. During the program, email your questions or comments to spingola1@yahoo.com. Remember, I do not access my other email address during the program. Join others in the chat room by clicking on the chat room button on my website, spingola.com, or by going to spingola.chatango.com. We will take calls in the second hour after we open the phone lines at 800-313-9443. I wish to dispel a recently generated misleading myth, the idea that if a food is kosher, then it is guaranteed GMO-free. A few months ago, I contacted Nabisco, the makers of cream of rice, to verify that they do not use GMO rice. A Nabisco representative told me that they acquired their rice from numerous farmers, some GMO and some not, so they could not guarantee that the finished product was GMO-free. I presume that this is applicable to other kosher marked products. So, unless the rabbis have some kind of special magic or a higher-priced incantation, the practicing Jews will suffer the same kind of health problems from GMO foods as the rest of us. Therefore, whoever introduced this myth is either very misinformed or downright deceitful. I tell the listener who brought this issue to my attention, and I quote, "Given the high percentage of foods that have the kosher symbol on them, I find it hard to believe that all kosher foods are GMO-free," unquote. There is no evidence for this allegation. However, for various reasons, some very charismatic, confident people frequently make persuasive, unsubstantiated statements as if they were verifiable facts. And because of their rhetorical skills, people do not check the facts for themselves. So beware, when something seems to be not true, it probably isn't. My guest today is Jennifer Dixon. She is the author of The Holy Land Unveiled. It was published by American Free Press. She was also a contributing writer to the book Challenge to Genocide, Let Iraq Live. Her websites are holylandunveiled.com and iftruthbeknown.net. Now, when you go to holylandunveiled.com, you are going to get a warning that this site contains vicious, vicious malware. That is not true. They just don't want you to see the pictures, and they don't want you to know the truth. So just go right through the warning, and don't be afraid to access that site. Jennifer, are you there?
Thank you, Diana, for having me on here again.
Oh, you're very, very welcome. Could you initially tell us about the death toll of the Palestinians, the reporting of the death toll of Palestinians versus the reporting of the killing of Israelis?
Okay, I'd be glad to. But you know what I'm going to lead into it with? You just mentioned pictures and that they don't want you to see the pictures. The pictures that are on my website, particularly the ones that depict the brutal abuse of the Palestinians, were grabbed off the internet in like a microsecond, not by me, someone a lot younger, a lot faster. And there were hundreds of them. They were put out from that part of the world, and they were censored almost immediately. I tell that story because I want people to understand.
All right.
When we come back.
Okay. Job it right there. We'll be right back in 3 minutes.
Golden Stag Safaris invites you to hunt in one of Argentina's most beautiful scenarios. Enjoy the quietness of the Pampas and the five-star accommodation lodge. Excellent food and wine included in your stay, all the while hunting big game in the Argentine Valley, an area known for having a wide range of game, excellent trophies, the biggest stags in South America, as well as many other species. all gold medal quality. One-on-one guided hunts, rental guns available with the highest quality scopes in every caliber, Land Rovers for transport, pickup at Buenos Aires Airport, and a private aircraft for charter is all available. Go to www.goldenstagsafaris.com to see photos and for more information. Again, www.goldenstagsafaris.com.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us at 1-877-605-9200.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
We're back a little bit late. We had some technical difficulties, and we are going to get Jennifer back with us. Meanwhile, Americans assume that suicide bombers are driving the Israeli-Palestinian conflict, and yet the death toll of Palestinians in the last 4 years is 6 times greater than that of the Israelis. This is true if you are counting civilians only or counting both civilians and combatants. The number of wounded is more than 7 times greater among the Palestinians than it is among the Israelis. Do we have Jennifer back yet? Not quite? Okay. In the year 2004, the death toll of Palestinian children was actually 22 times higher than that of Israeli children. There were 179 Palestinian children killed as compared to 8 Israeli children. But the media would have you believe that the figures are reversed. Do you believe it? In a detailed study of the New York Times in 2004, it was discovered that they reported the deaths of Israelis at a rate 3.6 times their reporting of the deaths of Palestinians. The Times covered the deaths of Israeli children 7.3 times as much as they did the deaths of Palestinian kids. So, for other types of media, the distortion was even greater. Alrighty, do we have Jennifer back with us? Okay, we are still attempting to get Jennifer back. This is very interesting. Some of our listeners are experiencing dead air, so you might have to reconnect to the RBN website in order to hear the program. So it's not just Skype. Apparently Shoutcast is dead also. So please, if you can hear me, listeners, go to the RBN website, reconnect to the RBN website, and hopefully we can get this program going. It appears that people don't really want to hear what Jennifer has to say. Some people. Jennifer, are you there?
That was quick. They didn't even wait 10 minutes that time.
Wow. This happened the last time, didn't it?
I'm trying to remember. I mean, it has happened. But I don't know which show. I've forgotten the specifics. But, yeah, it's they don't.
They don't want your information out there.
They definitely don't. I mean, the book that is available at AFP now is available at a reasonable price, but if you try to get it on Amazon, they're charging $352. I think they don't want you to read the book.
Oh, indeed. Anything that they overpriced for the typical American, they're just not, people aren't going to pay that much money. And so how much is it at American Free Press?
It's $25. And it includes the first book, which is The Holy Land Unveiled, and the second book, which is Go to Gaza, and some articles that I wrote later, specifically interviews with kids who had been in the police state prison system of Israel, Palestinian kids, of course, and photographs, and the photographs that I was talking about earlier that were so quickly ripped off the internet. It is amazing how they do this. The censorship is really intense.
Okay, so you were telling us about the photos, and you ended with sometimes or something like that, so go ahead.
Okay. the rest of the story was that it's an ongoing battle to get this information out. I mean, it's not just that you're ignored. Well, that's true, but that not entirely, obviously, because if we were completely ignored, they wouldn't bother. But overpricing the book, ripping the photographs off the internet. I was pulled out. I'm verboten at the public library system. So.
Maybe I'll go over and take the book with me and say, hey, this is my personal copy, but could you please get this into the library? They did the same thing. In fact, they rejected the book by Dr. Meraki. It's called Afghanistan After Democracy because they said it was too graphic. It showed all of these horrible pictures of deformed children. And I think we need to make a comparison here. Why is it okay for them to just disseminate anywhere and everywhere they can the supposed victims of the Holocaust, the piles of dead bodies? Why is that okay?
Right.
And yet, you can't show a picture of a Palestinian child that shot through the chest with a bullet.
Exactly. Which is less graphic than the stuff they produce, or all the multiple victims of Bolshevik communism in Europe in the beginning of the 20th century by the millions. It's not only not shown, it's never even mentioned. I mean, our conversation is a conversation of crazy people in this country because we have no sense of reality.
Exactly.
And it's that's across the board about everything. But you had asked before we got cut off about the way the press in the U.S. represents the so-called Palestinian or Israeli-Palestinian conflict. I'm going to read from the first two graphs of my book just because it makes a point. And this is chapters, not the first two graphs. It's one in a paragraph called A Lull in the Violence. On the morning of February 26, 2005, a suicide bomber detonates himself and seven people die in Tel Aviv and 50 are wounded. The BBC presenter announces that this ends the ceasefire that was declared 2 weeks earlier. The lull in the violence has come to an end. What he fails to mention is that in these 2 weeks of so-called ceasefire, 8 Palestinians have been killed by the Israeli Defense Forces and 36 wounded. What he also does not mention is that the last suicide bombing on November 1st, 2004, took 3 Israeli lives. Since then, 170 Palestinian men, women, and children have been killed by the Israelis. During this, quote, relative calm, unquote, another 379 Palestinians have been injured. So that's the way it goes. If you just kind of drop into it at any point, the story is always being presented of Israeli deaths, but, and some of these, I don't even, you know, are fabricated, but for instance, in the Gaza bombing, the last one in November, the death toll was 172 Palestinians and well over 1,000 wounded and some 25. The numbers jumped around of the Israeli deaths, but initially it was 3. It's always in that range, 6 to 7 times as much, or even much, much greater.
Indeed.
And that's the way it is always presented, and it always will be. And, of course, they don't tell you the rest of the story, and the rest of the story is their ongoing political, economic, and military battle against the Palestinians, which goes on without anybody seeing it, because there's no reporting of it. And that's what my book is about, to try to show the different ways in which they have gone out of their way. Basically, they're just expelling the Palestinians by any means necessary, blowing up their homes.
I've read recently that they were actually piping in sewage into the neighborhoods and homes.
That I did know about, but they were piping in sewage into the farmlands at the bottom of the hills that the Israeli settlements sit on. That's one of their techniques, is to destroy the Palestinians' farmland. 150,000 homes have been blown up in the last 50 years by the Israelis, Palestinian homes. And a million trees, olive trees, the symbol of the country of Israel, have been ripped out to provide space for the wall which does not separate Israel from Palestine, but rather Palestinians from Palestinians. You can see the map in my book where it snakes around inside the West Bank and cuts it up. And it's also cut up by 3 major highways that crisscross the West Bank and that are to be used by the Israeli military. They have the whole eastern bank of the West Bank, the farthest side, covered with Israeli military installations, and then on the other side is Israel inside military jeeps, tanks, checkpoints, constant surveillance, and arbitrary killings of Palestinians inside that little area that they now call home. 10%.
Wow.
Less than 10%, chopped up, not even one piece, chopped up into little tiny pieces separated from each other of the original Palestinian mandate under the British 75 years ago. The Israelis have now taken over the vast majority of it.
Exactly.
And all of that is gone, you know, done behind closed.
Exactly. We certainly don't see those maps on Fox News. We'll be right back in 3 minutes after a word from our sponsors.
Listen up. This isn't some Detroit car commercial. And this isn't how we do it, not in any America I know. We don't take away the rights and call it public safety. We don't burden folks with something called Obamacare and call it affordable. We don't take what you earn and call it a fair share. That's not America. That's not how it's done. In my country, in my America, earning has always been better than receiving. If that's what you believe, this is America, and we're about to show you how it's supposed to be done. Step up and be heard by participating at AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Join us and stand up for the America you know at AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. That's how it's done. Now do it. You have a voice. Now use it.
As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance. Theravim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from Theravim? Simple. Theravim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372, or go to Theravim.com. That's TERRAVIM.com. Theravim, the best supplements on earth.
An effective 100% organic nutritional supplement is now available to be shipped out to you, rush delivery. Heart and Body Extract is a 100% natural, organic, and wild-crafted formula made out of garlic, hawthorn berries, hawthorn leaves, coleus, motherwort, bilberry, butcher's broom kelp, mistletoe, ginger, and cayenne pepper. It is an excellent formula designed to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. Order your 2-month supply by visiting heartandbody.com or by calling 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. Take the high road to a long and happy life. Heartandbody.com.
And our guest today is Jennifer Dixon. She is the author of The Holy Land Unveiled. It is published by American Free Press. Her websites are holylandunveiled.com and iftruthbeknown.net. Tell us a little bit more about those olive trees. Now, when I was in Israel, I saw olive trees that were hundreds of years old. It's not like you can just go in and replant these trees. These trees have great symbolism and, financial resources. They are financial resources for that area of the world.
Definitely the main export of the country of Palestine. They're going to say it wasn't a country. But anyway, it was a culture, a people, a place, was olive oil. And they exported that and tropical, subtropical fruits to Europe. For years, actually, they were a food exporting nation until 1967. But then the Israelis made the desert of Palestine. Since they always, their sales pitch is that they made the desert bloom. In fact, they took the Palestinians' land and they shoved them into a place they then turned into a desert. And they did it by pulling up the olive trees. There are olive trees today you can go see in the Garden of Gethsemane. They are 2,000 years old.
Exactly.
These trees last hundreds upon hundreds of years. So, no, you don't go down to Home Depot or whatever and buy yourself, you know, a tree and stick it back in there. So, and of course, they're the livelihood of many, many, many Palestinian farmers. So,
They also blockaded the Jordan River in order to redirect the water.
Right, and they also tapped into the wells on the West Bank to redirect the water to the settlements or to Israeli proper. They actually, the Israelis take 85% of the water on the West Bank. So, I mean, the Palestinians live on less water than World Health Organizations deem necessary for survival, while the settlers use five times as much water that the Palestinians do, that water, of course, being the Palestinians. But so they have their swimming pools, and those settlements are on hilltops. Yeah, they've got cineplexes and hot showers and pools and, yeah, et cetera, balls. And, of course, Palestinians are living below in dirt, living in sort of these little stone huts, basically.
And then the pictures they show are to say, well, look how these people live. They're just a bunch of, what would we call them? Less than people. Subhuman,
yeah.
Yes.
Yeah,
yes.
I mean, but the Palestinians had a developed culture. It was not a modern 20th century culture at the beginning of the 20th century. It was a traditional culture. But they were successful farmers. They had villages. They had churches. They had Christian churches. They had mosques. They had schools, and they had farms, and so on and so forth. They live like that now, because it is the Israeli policy to destroy their economy.
Mm-hmm.
And they do it in numerous ways, by overtaxing them, by effectively destroying their economy. They did it in the beginning of 2000, 2001, with the military incursions. The Israelis destroyed a year's worth of GNP of the Palestinians. Of course, that's not much, because they're very poor. But what little they had, they wrecked. And they, as I say, they overtax them. They spend less money in East Jerusalem on the Arab areas than they do on the Jewish areas, but they tax them at the same rate. And the Israelis have seven times as much money, because they are connected to the world economy via the London Exchange, not to mention the New York Exchange. And the Palestinians are just isolated.
Right.
So the Israelis actually sell produce from the West Bank to make money out of it, and which they're prohibited from doing by international law, but they do everything that is prohibited.
Certainly.
I mean,
certainly,
just by international law, or just by, you know, common decency. So, yeah, I mean, it's an ongoing campaign. The checkpoints, I mean, that's a madness. I mean, if you have to go through three checkpoints every day, think about it. You know, a couple of hours, beginning of the day, at the end, that slows down life. It slows down economic exchange, even if it's just internal. I mean, this is something they'll do, just take vegetables, produce off a truck, leave it in the sun while they go, you know, check papers and do all that stuff till the stuff rots, and then they let them go. Harassment on every level of life. And they can't, you know, someone marries somebody from an Arab Israeli, marries as somebody from the West Bank, they can't live with them.
Oh my.
They can't bring them over to Israel because they're quote unquote terrorist or possible terrorist. So right. It's, you know, it's an assault on life in so many different ways. Arbitrary arrest and seizure. 40% of the men in that country have been arrested this way and spent time in prisons. Retorture is a given. And of course, we're doing that here now. We're following the lead.
Sure.
I watched those pictures in Boston the other day about the tanks and breaking into people's homes and the cops going out and pushing them out of their homes at gunpoint. Unbelievable.
It is. All righty. Yes. We will pick this up on the other side of the break. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
In an emergency situation, would you drink contaminated water? You could if you had the amazing Life Straw from MyPatriotSupply.com. Life Straw is the most advanced personal water filter available today. It filters contaminated water from almost any source. Life Straw is lightweight and compact, perfect for hiking, camping, or in an emergency like a flood. Life Straw is easy to clean, comes with a one-year warranty, and has been used worldwide since 2005. Get the amazing Life Straw personal water filter at MyPatriotSupply.com. Plus, check out Survival Sea Vault, 20 seed varieties for only $37.95, Tattler canning lids, long-term storable foods as low as $69.95, and much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Enjoy stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com. That's 866-229-0927, MyPatriotSupply.com, for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
Now more than ever, killing many viruses and bacteria in our homes and at work is important. With the flu epidemic running rampant, you need to protect yourself and your family the best you can with purified air. Our air purifiers not only kill many viruses and bacteria in the air, but on surfaces too. Our air purifiers will also kill molds, fungi, mildew, oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases, removes dust, pollen, pet odors, and smoke. We have portable units, HVAC and industrial size units. In our homes today, protect your family the best you can by calling 1-877-605-9200 or go to our online store at republicbroadcasting.org. Call today to receive your 10% off and free shipping on any home unit. 1-877-605-9200.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Welcome back. This is Deanna, and our guest today is Jennifer Dixon. Her websites are holylandunveiled.com and iftruthbeknown.net. Alrighty, we were talking about the cops during the so-called Boston bombing, and we saw and the residents didn't say, "Hey, no, you got a search warrant." They just let these people stampede into their homes.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. It's amazing. And some of them, the most frightening aspect of this, there were some group of them by the side of the road screaming, "USA, USA, USA."
As if this was a good behavior.
Exactly. I mean, why not just scream, "Gulag, gulag, go, go, gulag."
Yeah, might just as well.
I mean, it's exactly what that, and it does, this happens over time. I want to read a paragraph from my book again.
Please.
Because what I see more and more, and I think people in general who pay attention, that's a small group of people, but still, are seeing that these changes take place over time. You know, they slowly introduce something that seems kind of innocuous, but then it gets worse. Okay. And I quote, "This is about the military court in Israel's justification for home demolitions. This has an interesting history. In the 1960s, the Israeli military could demolish the house of a militant, a Palestinian militant, whose actions had caused damage. In the 1970s, they could demolish the house of those whose actions had the intention of causing damage. even if they had not been successful. By the 1980s, the military allowed itself to demolish the house of anyone who had thrown a Molotov cocktail. And then, in 1988, the military decided it had the right to demolish the house of anyone throwing stones. Then, that too was amended to include those who had thrown stones, even if they had done no damage. And finally, the law allowed for the demolition of the house of, quote, suspected stone throwers, unquote. That's how it's done. It took 50 years for them to get there, or 40. But look at what, I mean, look at our country. Look at the changes in the law. Look in the change, this vague definition of terrorist or suspected terrorist or homegrown terrorist. I mean, you can be growing them in your backyard. Evidently.
Right.
I mean,
or,
what does all this mean?
Sure, you could be deemed a terrorist just because you own a gun or, and mm-hmm. how about all this gun nonsense?
Exactly.
Since Sandy Hook? I mean,
exactly.
My word.
Yep.
And you, the only thing you hear, it just like you were mentioning about the media reporting the deaths of Israelis, but not Palestinians, you don't hear anybody talking about the Second Amendment rights or the fact that it isn't guns, that it's the people who use them, and why don't we...
Exactly.
Yeah. Such skewed reporting is just typical, I guess.
It is, and it's all meant to sell you and convince you of a worldview. Which is their worldview and their excuse for disarming Americans. And most Americans are completely, you know, Americans who live out in small towns all over this country, they handle guns very legally and very sanely. But you notice they don't talk about, you know, the gang, well, Chicago, gang shootouts. How many
right.
people? They don't mention that. Well, that was a couple
people. We never hear anything about it. And yet, I mean, every night on local news, they're talking about somebody getting shot. But you don't hear about that nationally.
No, you don't. And it's a greater, much greater number than Sandy Hook and the Aurora, Colorado, and which is why they had to, I guess, ratchet it up. Not that many people died in the marathon, but of course, loads were injured. And,
really?
And that's another, tricky situation.
Right. And who knows what that was all about, really.
Really. Exactly. And they don't, I mean, so that's, I mean, on the West Bank, in Palestine, the Israelis run that place as a militarily occupied zone, the longest lasting one in history. And they can go in there, anybody's home at any time of the night and day, and do grab people out of their beds, beat the pulp, beat them to a pulp, throw them in the Jeep, take them down to the station. No charges can be that they can do that without even leveling a charge. It's the same thing. There could be a suspected relationship to an organization that is anti-Israel.
Right.
That's it. I mean, but that's what we're getting here. We're getting exactly the same mentality.
Right.
You might have done something, so we're going to have to put you in jail. There they call it administrative detention or administrative arrest. They just throw you in the slammer, and that's it. Nobody hears from you for months.
And they do that to so many teenagers.
To kids. I talked to several of them, little boys, you know, peach fuzz, really children, and just sent through this thing for years. And they also do it out of vendetta. I mean, some of these kids, one of them I talked to, his father had been a politically active, which means he was a terrorist, I mean, in the Israeli eyes, because you're not allowed, one of the rules on the West Bank, you can't organize to pursue a political agenda. In other words, they are not allowed, the Palestinians are not allowed to object to this treatment. They're not allowed to object to the destruction of their homes, the slaughter of their kids, the rules that prohibit them from traveling more than 20 miles at a time, the unfair taxation, all of that, and the depiction of them, of course, as violent people.
Right.
So they can't object to that. It's against the law. So what's going to happen here?
Well, I think we see that happening now, where you have people who would like to object to certain behaviors, but they don't have any access to the media, so they can't tell their story. So basically, we have the same kinds of silence as the Palestinians in some respects.
We do, and we're not as badly treated yet. We're a larger group. But, you know, it's what I find and what I see more and more is that Palestine is a testing ground for the police state.
Oh, absolutely. And it's incremental here.
It's incremental, but it's happening. Well, TSA, the strip machine that was pioneered in Gaza, checkpoints, they're starting to build checkpoints in this country. They may just stop you to check your license or make sure
you're safe.
Make sure you're safe. They've introduced drones now.
Right.
And they can fly around America anywhere. I think there's only one city that has objected to it, Charlotte or Charlottesville, Virginia or something. I've forgotten which. One town I read about. But they can do that. The DHS is as heavily armed now as the U.S. military.
Yes.
Why? That's terrifying.
And look at the number of their personnel. I mean, immediately when they started back in 2001, they had 180,000 people already employed by October.
It's insane. Yeah.
And you think, well, how they must have had this all set up a long time. How do you go out and hire 180,000 people in 1 month and get this huge budget?
Exactly. Yeah. Oh, it's all set up ahead of time.
Sure.
Also, of course, because then it goes into play. But it's interesting. DHS incorporates immigration services, but they don't seem to be too concerned about guarding those borders.
Nope.
That doesn't matter. Nope. Millions of illegal immigrants. That's okay.
Have you ever thought, Jennifer, that maybe the border and the guards, the so-called guards at the border, are really to keep us in instead of keeping other people out?
Well, evidently, because they don't keep other people out. They welcome them in. They give them free stuff. They come in. And, yeah, and this is tremendously expensive for America. So I kind of see an analogy between the Palestinians and the Americans. The Palestinians have suffered 75 years of illegal immigration, and now Americans are starting to suffer.
Right. And yet we don't see that same kind of immigration into Israel.
No,
in fact, I think on my website I posted a cartoonish kind of a video. I don't remember which date I posted it at, but it's for this week. It talks about how they do not allow anybody. They do not allow multiculturalism in Israel.
No, of course not. Which is funny because, I mean, I was kind of joking. I think of the Israelis as the illegal immigrants into Palestine, but the Israelis won't have anybody in there. And they're pushing that even more now, wanting to control visas from the U.S. of people who go to Israel, Americans who've paid for this, a little experiment in history.
Yes, and we're still paying for it.
And I'm going to continue to pay for it for a very long time, in dollars, but in a lot else.
In blood, in lives.
In lives, and our lives lost here. I'm sure that the these mysterious events are going to continue. You know they are.
Oh, of course. The false flags. I mean, America has always engaged in false flags for couple hundred years, actually.
Yeah.
That's the way that they do it. And yet people keep buying into it. Now, you were talking earlier in the program about the homes and the villages that were destroyed. Since 1948, I believe that's the date, the Israelis have destroyed, plowed over 500 towns and villages that were established.
Mm-hmm.
Established.
Yeah.
Towns and villages of the Palestinians. They've taken over all of these orchards. They've taken over businesses. And they came in with the guns. And it was America that furnished all that ammunition. America and a few other countries, including Russia, have furnished
America
all this ammunition.
Exactly. And America, Russia, and Czechoslovakia.
China. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Right. But, of course, that, and the Russia and the U.S. were the only two nations that recognized Israel. What is interesting in 1948 is that it was the U.S. that funded the Bolshevik government in Russia.
Right.
So they gave them $11 billion of American taxpayers' money, and then they became the boogeyman. And we're supposed to hate the Russians, and we're still supposed to hate the Russians, because this war on Iran is, by extension, a war on Russia. The Russians are trying to hold the line and keep American-Israeli interest out of that part of the world, because the Israelis are, frankly, just taking all the oil for themselves. They're taking it out of Kazakhstan. They have interest. They've had meetings with Cyprus, because Cyprus has got a gas field. Then there's the gas field off Gaza. The oil from Iraq is being piped into Israel from where it goes to China. They're setting themselves up as a big energy power.
Right. And of course, the whole Cold War scam was to build up munitions. And I'm trying to find my notes on who said this. The Jews admitted that the Cold War was to weaponize Israel.
Which and they is are weaponized.
What they've done. Yep.
Do you know that Israel has more men under arms than Russia does?
Wow.
It's amazing. Yeah, I mean, given that we're moving into, I guess, the Fourth World War, which will pit America, Israel against, initially, you know, Russia and Iran, and America and Israel have about double the number of men under arms than those two states. But then, whoever wins, and that America may emerge from it victorious. I looked at this. I got this information from a website, Global Security, out of D.C. They're talking about countries and armaments. They would then face China and North Korea, possibly, both of whom have well over a million men under arms. So we would be coming out of a war and then being pitted against China. That's a possibility. I'm not saying it's, you know, but that's a very good possibility, given that Chinese are mad now because they can't buy up enough of America to pay off the debt. Arranged by the bank, by the by.
Right.
The Federal Reserve, owned by that same tribe. So it's insane how all this stuff comes together, and yet people can't seem to relate, you know, because of course that's not presented, it's not presented that way, and people don't think about it. But yeah, it's the agenda has continued successfully for decades and decades.
Right. And then you were talking about the economic warfare that the Israelis are waging against Palestinians, and you can compare it, and you've already made that comparison, that everything they do to the Palestinians, they are doing to us here, and an economic warfare has been going on against the American population since after the Second World War, with production being sent out. Mm-hmm. Outsourced with the patents that were given to Japan, basically since the end of the war. You've
and
seen the sec-
Yeah, and Go even ahead. Before, because of the founding of the Federal Reserve.
Right.
And again, using the taxpayer base and the introduction of Internal Revenue Service and this huge, huge pot of taxpayer money, a lot of it went to the Soviet Union in the 30s under the Roosevelt administration. And the bank, I mean, there's just the militarization of America, but not to the advantage of the American people.
No.
We're always
and that is communism.
Yeah.
Right. Even though the Federal Reserve was established, imposed upon us in 1913, it was still very subtle. It's very, very subtle, and you can see it incrementally that we have become a communist state. And yet the educational apparatus and the media and Hollywood would have us believe that we are just this wonderful free country and we are exclusive and we are trying to bring democracy to the world when in fact we are the world's greatest terrorist.
Yeah, this country has committed it's throughout history, it's particularly this century, the unnecessary wars are just incredible because of firepower and because it was the intent, I believe, to destroy most of Eastern Europe. And that was that is a Jewish war against, at core, Russia. This is an old rivalry. The Russians destroyed them 1,000 years ago when they had the Khazarian Empire,
mm-hmm.
and they're getting even.
Right, and that's something that they do. Retribution is something that they do very well.
Retribution is part of their culture. It's part of their mentality. And the Russians also did not want the bank. And it was the czars who opposed that. And they didn't want Jewish traders inside of Russia. That's why they created the Pale. Please to stay outside because we live differently. That was their logic.
Exactly. All righty, we're going to a 3-minute break. We'll be right back after a word from our sponsors and we'll pick it up where we left off.
The free and independent states of America were born July 4, 1776. The 56 delegates signed the Declaration of Independence. Congress ordered it engrossed, sent to the several assemblies, conventions, committees, councils of safety, and several commanding officers of the Continental Army. After the war, several nations traded with the free United States of America. Any agency, officer, or employee acting as if the declaration were void or obsolete is without the right and the consent. They place themselves as an equal to the Creator and are warring with Article 4, Section 4 of the U.S. Constitution and with the people. Our grand jury has been destroyed without the consent or the right. Return the grand jury customarily impaneled by the elected county sheriff and one where people can appear with information. McGilvery Machine Company, Reading, Michigan.
Don't answer it! How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plan, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
Time to relax and unwind. What better way to do so than with Santa Barbara Bells? For over 25 years, our wind chimes have been helping people to relax and enjoy life. Turn your home environment into a pleasurable experience. From the small overture chime to the large super bass, you will find just the right chime to enjoy. All wood, strings and cordage are protected for long life, and all parts are rust-proof. You have 10 sizes to choose from. To see and hear more of the chimes, go to SantaBarbaraBells.com or call us at 805-733-1513. Santa Barbara Bells is currently having a springtime sale. Come to the website and save up to 50% on all of our chimes. SantaBarbaraBells.com.
Welcome back. This is Deanna, and our guest today is Jennifer Dixon. She is the author of The Holy Land Unveiled, published by American Free Press. Her websites are holylandunveiled.com, and it has pictures that they do not want you to see, so be sure and go there and look. Her other website is iftruthbeknown.net, and we were talking about the Pale of Settlement. Now, people have a tendency to think, well, it was not that they restricted the Jews to this tiny, tiny little area. No, the Pale of Settlement consisted of 20% of Russia. It was a large area. They could do just about anything that they wanted, and they lived there from about 1791. It's in western Russia, and it was a region that the Russian Empire allocated for Jewish residency. They could have businesses and whatever they wanted to do, but they actually had to work. They could not be parasitical and live off of the work of others. They had to actually work.
Mm-hmm. And here, of course, we are told, oh, the suffering. But again, they were not allowed to establish their banking system in a Christian country. And that's what the Russians stated. And several czars over time had tried to keep them out that way. And then, of course, it failed because they started communism, started agitating. But you know what? Before we go to the second hour, this is just a little detail that might strike Americans about the cost of Israel to Americans. Again, think about this in light of what we're talking about with Russia and their history. This is from ifamericansknew.org, and it's an update of an old report, but let me quote, direct U.S. disbursements to Israel are higher than to any other country, even though Israelis only make up less than 1% of the world's population. On average, Israelis receive 7,000 times more U.S. foreign aid per capita than any other people throughout the world, despite the fact that Israel is one of the world's more affluent nations, more affluent than America considerably at this point. 7,000 times more money than all of Africa, the Caribbean, and I think Central America. It's huge. And then we're told about Arab Spring. I read recently an article, it was something out of The Guardian, I think, in Britain. The government was actually abusing these demonstrators in Egypt and telling the hospitals to do surgery on them without anesthetic. This is Arab Spring. What kind of thugs are we putting in that country now? And I say we. I don't like to use the word we. I mean,
right?
The Jewish dominated State Department. And then they tell Americans, it's spring in the Arab world and we got rid of all these terrible dictators and 60,000 dead in Syria. That started out possibly as a civil war, a legitimate civil war. But again, outside troops were brought in. And it was an Arab journalist with Al Jazeera who brought that out. And he got fired.
Alrighty, we're going to our 60-second top of the hour break. We will be right back after a word from our sponsors and station ID.